Oh my god, hi! I haven't seen you girls in forever. How have you been? I thought you looked different. Yeah, the blonde really suits you. No, for sure. I mean, hey, speaking of bombshells, has anyone seen the birthday girl? Really? She throws this huge-ass party and decides to hide away and hang out with her boyfriend for the rest of the night? Jeez, typical Jenna. Then again, I guess we'd all be the same way if we were getting that D consistently. Well, not you, Nessa. Kidding. You know I love you, even if you are in a committed relationship with your e-reader. It's been a while since I've been to one of Jenna's ragers, but I'm assuming most of these guys are from her work or some of our old friends from school. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I remember them. The professor's pets. They always kiss Professor Bennett's ass. I mean, I get it. That man was hot enough to melt a wax candle. Yeah, you're right. Reggie totally did give him flowers for graduation, and he got savagely rejected. Poor guy. Doesn't he know the confident types always get the guy? I do too know what I'm talking about. Look, quiet girls, they're sweet, they're fun, they're totally worth getting to know, but the problem with them is they wait. They yearn, they cross their fingers and hope that someone reads their mind while they stare longingly at their crush from across the room. But a lot of guys, they're running risk analysis constantly. Should I ask her out? Will she say yes or publicly eviscerate me? Is she single or is her boyfriend in the bathroom? Will I look like a creep? Even if they're not thinking about all of that out loud, it's there. Most of them don't want to end up as a screenshot in someone else's group chat. Or even worse, get slandered on social as a cautionary tale. Look, if you want him, then you need to show him. Walk straight up to him, look him dead in the eyes, and make it clear that you approached him for a reason. Take the guesswork out of it. I wouldn't say all of this if it didn't work. Listen, if you left me to my own devices, I could take home any one of these guys here, no problem. Hey, don't challenge me unless you want to lose. $50 in this economy. That's nothing. Let's make it an even $250. Girls gotta have date money too, right? You're on. All right, let's see. Who's the lucky guy tonight? Not him. He looks like he's having a hard enough time already with those two chicks fighting over him on the dance floor. I said I could get any guy. I never said I'd be choosing the first guy I see. Gotta be a little selective here. Ugh, probably best to steer clear of guys 10 beers deep. I got a rule, I never fuck drunk guys. Oh wait. Back up, who is that guy? 10 o'clock, black hoodie, hunched over his phone on the couch over there. And he's got a motorcycle helmet next to him. You don't understand, shy guys and bikers are definitely my type. Especially the socially awkward kind. Look at the way he's holding onto his phone for dear life. He's clearly not enjoying the vibe here at all. Between all the couples grinding up on each other, the former frat bros doing shots, and that game of strip spin the bottle happening in the corner there. Bro looks ready to call an Uber. Maybe I can get him to loosen up a little. Shut up and watch me. I'm going in. Hey, sorry, you got a charger I can borrow? Yeah, my phone's about to die, so I need to order my ride out of here later. Thank you. You're a lifesaver. So, what about you? What's your plan? Well, I assumed you were already plotting your escape based on the way you keep eyeing the door and huddling near the only outlet. I kind of figured that. Parties like this can be pretty overstimulating, especially if you're not used to them. I take it this is your first time to one of Jenna's? No way. See, you're the holdout who always had an excuse. Sorry, it just, you know, Jenna has this way of getting real pissy when people don't show up to her parties, so, you know, for the longest time, I knew you as the shy but cute wallflower who would rather stay home. Her words, not mine. Although, looking at you now... No, I'm not saying anything. I mean, if the shoe fits... Okay. Fair. But, real talk, though. Do you plan on sticking around tonight? In all honesty, I'm starting to get bored making my rounds with the same old people, but seeing you here, suddenly I'm not so ready to leave. Yeah, I don't know. You've got this intensely mysterious thing going on. Like, you're either the sweetest guy in the world, or you've definitely buried a body. Or both. By the way, is that your helmet? Oh, the plot thickens. So the shy boy hiding in the corner like this is actually a biker? How many cc's is your engine? Okay, respectable. 400 isn't bad. My brother had a ninja, so I came to learn that those bikes are pretty solid. Maybe you can show me how well you handle curves. Or how well you loop up your chain. Sorry. Couldn't resist. Bike humor. Do I have a thing for bikers? Well, maybe a little. Plus, they're super good with their hands. I take it you're no exception. I love a man who loves a little danger. That's such a cute little stammer. You're acting like no one's ever paid attention to you like this. Hey, look at me. I could have talked to anyone here tonight. But instead, I picked you. Because I could sense something bubbling beneath the surface. An intensity. A silent cry for attention. Though you try to blend in the background, I know there's a part of you that craves this. A woman's eyes locked on you. Why don't you just turn off your brain and let me lead? This isn't so bad, is it? If you want me to stop, just say the word and I will. Good. Then put the phone down and just enjoy this. Oh. You're so responsive. See, it would have been a waste for you to go home so early. What do we have here? Someone's getting pretty excited. I'm pretty sure those aren't your keys. How do I know? Well, for starters, when I grip the outside of your pants like this, your eyelashes flutter. It's okay. You can admit it. It feels nice to have someone grabbing your cock through the fabric like this. There's nothing wrong with leaning into it. God, I can feel you getting harder against my palm. Tell me, Mr. Shy and Mysterious, what's your cock like?
Is it veiny?
Thick? Is it leaking through your underwear right now? Kind of surprised you're being coy with me the way I'm caressing you. Your balls are literally in my hand, and you're saying, maybe, I don't know, like you've never seen your own dick before. Is that right? So then you wouldn't mind if I slipped a hand inside your pants and touched you directly, would you? It'll be fine. Look around. No one cares what's happening. Everyone's letting loose. You should too. Your waistband's a little tight, but here we go. Ooh, you're so sticky already. To think we were strangers only a few moments ago, and now my hand's wrapped around your cock. Yeah, you like that? You like when I go slow and run my thumb down this vein each time I hit bottom? Oh, you're so sensitive. With you this sticky, I don't even need lube. My hand just glides up and down so easily. Try to hold it in. I don't want you walking out of here with soaked pants. Unless you're fine with me pulling it out. Look around. Everyone's busy doing their own thing. Some are even fine doing it in public. I can promise you, it's not as big of a deal as you think it is. Don't you want some relief for this raging hard-on? I mean, it's not like you can walk out with your cock pointing true north like this, can you? So your problem isn't fucking in front of everyone. It's that someone might recognize you. Oh, wait. I have just the solution. Hang on. Look up for me. Thank you. Can you see me okay? Aside from the tint. What? I thought putting your bike helmet on would help. No one would notice your face with this thing on. It's called helmet confidence. Don't focus on anything else but how good I'm gonna make you feel. Now, let me get down here. Oh, there he is. Such a big, throbbing cock. Why don't I clean up the mess I made, huh? Oh, fuck. You taste so good. This tip's gonna need a lot of love. How are you doing up there? Can you see me through that visor? And how well my tongue laps up your pre-cum?
That's my good boy. Just sit back and relax. The only two people in the room who matter right now are you and me. I know it feels good. I haven't even gotten started, sweetheart. Yes, give in to me. How close? Ooh. I can't hear you. How fucking close are you? I'm ready. Come for me. Come for me, I'll catch it. Can you see anything? Looks like your helmet's all fogged up. Here, lift up the visor a little bit.
Hello there, handsome. Do you see me on your lap? How about how pretty my satin panties look pressed up against your leaky tip? Stay like that. Let me feel that friction. Eyes on me. Eyes on me, that's it. Even through the visor, I can see you. You've got a pretty good grip on my hips there. Tell me, biker boy, you ever been ridden before? Interesting. Because I heard this saying, ride a biker, save a life. You think there's any truth to it? Why don't we find out? My panties to the side just like that. And let me slide you in. Yes. Oh, fuck, you're thicker than I thought. Don't be afraid to thrust. I can take you as deep as you want to go. Get lost with me. Show me how bad you want this. That's my good boy. Yes, there you go. Oh, you're matching my rhythm pretty perfectly down there. Doing. I had you misjudge. Give in to me. Give me every fucking inch of that cock. When I'm on top of you like this, you're mine. You understand? Slap my ass again and thrust up. That's right. Follow my lead. Oh, I don't think so. I'm milking you dry before you leave here tonight. That's not a problem, is it? I thought not. Now, just as I taught you. There you go. No one cares at this party. Everyone's focused on their own thing. But even so, if me riding you senseless is turning some people on, why not give them a show? Show them what that dick can do. Yes! Yes, good. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Hard and fast. Are you tensing on me again? Inside. I want you to come inside. Don't argue. Just do it. Oh, show me what you've been holding back. Fuck. You were amazing. Better than what I was expecting. Of course. Catch your breath. I'm gonna grab us some drinks, but don't go too far now. As soon as you're in top form again, I'm taking you for another ride.